Well, a busy day on Capitol Hill today as the recent failure of Silicon Valley Bank, other big financial headlines front and center by members of the House and Senate, joined by national correspondent Aaron Real to break this down. Good morning, Aaron. And what is the goal of some of these hearings today?
Yes, so it depends on which one you're in, but we have a lot going on today. The first one is the banking sector. That's going to be a very big one that needs to have a lot of attention paid. So it's the House Banking Committee. We're going to see some big names, most specifically Senator Girard. He is the chair of the House Banking Committee, and he very much fancies himself a populist for the people in terms of being the sheriff of Wall Street. So he's also facing re-election in Ohio. He's a Democrat, and he will be under the microscope. But the first lineup for today of Martin Gruenberg, he's chair of the FDIC, Michael Barr, chair of the Fed, and Nelly Liang from the Treasury Department. They're looking at what happened and why federal regulators had to take over Silicon Valley Bank on March 10th and then Signature Bank just a couple days later. It's a big problem. And they want this to not happen again. And frankly, they need to begin these hearings to understand the failures and then the next steps to avoid this in the future. Then elsewhere, and this one's a big one, the House Oversight and Accountability hearing, that meets at 10 a.m. And this is going to look at the consequences of school closures due to COVID-19. This is a big one. And what we know for sure is that the public health decision to close schools in response to COVID-19 was catastrophic for American students, for American families, and it's likely going to be felt for years to come, generations, frankly. And this is a big one. The House Oversight and Accountability Committee has some firebrands on either side. You have AOC on the left. You have Lauren Boebert on the right. And I hope that this isn't just grandstanding, because it is important to realize what we did wrong. We don't get everything right, and it's no one specifically fault most of the time. But we tried our best. We were doing what we could, but we did get it wrong. And the students and the children are the one who suffered. So it's really important we digest what happened, how it happened, and then don't do it again in the future.
Yeah, definitely a lot to learn from that situation. And unfortunately, you know, and of course she represents our area, but with Lauren Boebert on here, I am afraid you're, you know, maybe worried that there could be a lot of grandstanding may actually come true. But back to the issues with Silicon Valley and these questions about that failure, is there also any discussion about maybe bringing in, you know, maybe the Fed chair as well? Because we know Silicon Valley, a lot of the issues kind of started with some of their investment strategies. Obviously, their bank leadership had a role in that. But, you know, we've seen, you know, years now of an inverted yield curve and really seeing that kind of shift in how banks traditionally make those strategies as well. And is there any oversight Congress may have when it comes to kind of some of these ongoing Fed policies to address inflation, things like that, that is maybe, you know, leading to some more instability as well in the general financial marketplace?
Exactly. And then how do we regulate in a way that makes, you know, gives people the freedom to do what they need to do, but at the same time, make sure there aren't bank runs every couple months? That we have to find a solution to this. And I don't know if it's cap requirements. Yes, I understand interest rates would go up, but there's a lot to be looked at. So hopefully this will be done with earnestness and less posturing and more actual substance.
Yeah, it's definitely a big issues going on in a busy day. Also, when we're talking about these national headlines, let's shift gears a little bit, because we're taking a look at, you know, the housing market, obviously the rates, everything being done kind of from that policy level, trickling down, affecting the markets, but it's really having two different effects, and it's really all depending on what region of the country you're in.
Yes, this one's interesting. Depending on where you are, this has a profoundly different effect, because it's a tale of two housing markets. So in all of the 12 major housing markets west of Texas plus Austin, home prices fell in January on an annual basis. This is according to Black Knight Home Price Index. But in the 37 biggest metro areas east of Colorado, with the exception of Austin, home prices rose year over year. And you're kind of seeing, you know, out west, it was all about the 90s. Out west was a 90s thing. You know, this is when we saw this rapid growth in technology, that entire industry. This fueled a massive housing market boom. Cities like San Jose, California, San Fran, home prices up more than 10%. But they're now falling. Home prices down more than 10% from a year ago. And that's in San Francisco and in Seattle. They're down almost 8%. However, if you look to the eastern half of the U.S., Florida, southern markets, they're still attracting companies. They're adding jobs. Orlando home prices up almost 10%. Miami, unstoppable right now. Prices up 12%. The top, actually, among the biggest metro areas. And a slew of financial companies moved to Miami last year and the year before, and now their employees are still arriving. So it's a matter of supply and demand. And frankly, it just kind of buttresses what we just said about COVID-19, because so many things closed down. Florida did not. You know, they took a little pause. They made you wear a mask in places, but they generally kept operating. And they say the cream rises. There's no income tax, and the freedoms people got to enjoy being there during the pandemic attracted many more.
Yeah, definitely something interesting to see, you know, how those long-term effects and some of these political decisions as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to loom largely will really play out years to come. Aaron, appreciate it as always.
Thank you. Have a great day.